There are seasons when the world does not shatter all at once. It dims, quietly at first, almost mercifully. The color begins to drain from things that once felt alive. What once held warmth now feels distant, as if it belongs to another life you remember, but cannot quite reach. You move through your days. Nothing is entirely wrong, and yet nothing feels right. The edges blur. The light softens into something gray. Before you fully realize what has happened, you find yourself standing inside a life that has lost its color again. There is a particular kind of sorrow that comes with that word, again. It is not the sharp, disorienting pain of the first breaking. That pain carried a kind of innocence, a quiet belief that once endured, it would not return in the same way. But when the darkness comes back, something in you recognizes the weight of it, before your mind can even name it. The grief deepens. It is layered now. It carries memory. It carries the quiet awareness that you have stood in this place before and already fought your way out once. Beneath that awareness is a question you do not want to ask, but cannot fully silence. What if you do not have it in you to do this again? Because this time, the pain is not only in the loss. It is in what it costs you to have trusted at all. You did not hold back. You stepped in with a heart already marked by grief and still allowed it to feel, to hope, to care. You knew the risk, and you chose it anyway. Now, standing here in the dimness, part of you does not just ache from what is gone. It aches from the exposure of having been open again. It is not simply that the color is gone. It is that you trusted it would stay. That kind of loss reaches deeper than sadness. It unsettles you. It makes you question your own judgment, your own instincts, even your ability to discern what is safe and what is not. It whispers things you know are not entirely true, but cannot completely dismiss. You should have known better. You should have protected yourself. You should not have let this matter so much. If you are not careful, those whispers begin to turn inward. They reshape not just how you see what happened, but how you see yourself. You know the truth. You know God is faithful. You know He restores. You know He does not waste what wounds. You have seen Him bring beauty from places that once felt barren. You are not standing here without evidence, but knowing is not the same as feeling. There is a distance between truth remembered and truth experienced. Sometimes that distance feels impossibly wide. You can say the words, you can write them, you can even believe them somewhere deep beneath the surface. Still, in the place where your days are lived and your breaths are drawn, there is a heaviness that does not lift. The world remains muted. The light does not return on command. If you are honest, this is the part that feels the most disorienting. It is not just the pain itself. It is the absence of what you expected to feel by now. The absence of relief, the absence of clarity, the absence of that quiet reassurance you have come to recognize as God's nearness. It is not that you no longer believe in Him. It is that you cannot feel Him the way you once did. That absence can feel like its own kind of loss. This is where faith becomes quieter than we often expect. It also becomes more costly. It is not the bold declaration that everything will be restored quickly. It is not the confident assurance that you will wake up tomorrow and feel alive again. It is something steadier and more fragile at the same time. It is the decision to stay, to remain when the color has gone out of things, to remain when joy feels out of reach, to remain when your prayers feel thin and your words feel small. It is choosing not to retreat or shut down. Even when part of you wants to protect what is left of your heart by asking less of it, there is a real temptation here, not just to grieve what was lost, but to begin closing off the part of you that was willing to feel so deeply in the first place. You become more careful, more guarded, less open. You trade depth for safety, in a way that feels wise, but slowly reshapes the very heart God gave you. But what if this dimming is not the end of your capacity to feel? What if it is only a place where it is being held more carefully than you can see? What if the color has not disappeared, only receded beyond what you can access right now? Color does not return all at once. It does not rush in to overwhelm the gray. More often, it returns quietly, almost imperceptibly. A moment that does not feel as heavy as the one before it. A breath that comes a little easier. A flicker of something you did not create and cannot fully explain. It is small enough to dismiss. It is fragile enough to mistrust. But it is there. Maybe faith in this season is nothing more than the willingness to believe that it still exists. You are not asking for full color today. You are asking for the grace to trust that what you cannot feel is not gone, only hidden. You are trusting that the God who once filled your life with light has not suddenly forgotten how. You are believing that even here, in this dim and quiet place, he is not absent. He is simply unseen in the way you wish he would be felt. You cannot make the color come back. You cannot force your heart to feel what it does not feel. You cannot rush healing that unfolds on its own quiet timeline, but you can remain. You can choose not to walk away from the one who has carried you before. Even if you cannot sense him in the same way right now, you stay, not because you feel strong, but because somewhere beneath the heaviness, you still remember that he is. Maybe this is what faith looks like now. Not standing in full light. Not speaking with certainty about what comes next. Staying when everything feels dim. Trusting that the God who gave color once is not finished with you yet. Trusting that somewhere beyond what you can see and outside what you can feel, he is already preparing the moment when you will. Lord Jesus, you see me here. In this place where everything feels dim and distant, where the color has drained from what once brought life. You know the weight I carry, and you know how hard it is to trust again, when I have already walked through so much. I know you are faithful. I know you restore. But right now, I cannot feel it the way I once did. I am not asking you to fix everything at once. I am asking you to meet me here. In the quiet, in the heaviness, in the places where my heart feels exposed and unsure, give me the grace to stay when part of me wants to withdraw. Give me the courage to keep my heart open, even when it feels safer to close it. Guard me from believing the lies that tell me I should have known better or loved less. Do not let this pain reshape me into someone more distant or more guarded than you created me to be. Help me trust that what feels hidden is not gone, and that you are still at work in ways I cannot yet see. And Lord, if I cannot yet see color, help me believe it still exists. Hold me steady in the gray. Be near to me in ways I may not feel, but can learn to trust. And in your time, gently, faithfully, bring me back to life again. In your name I pray. Amen.